This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, I pointed out that parables were designed to provoke questions that, when answered, opened minds to greater understanding of truth. The truth was embodied in the parable, but understanding it required a hunger to pursue it. At times, however, the truth was so obvious that even those who rejected Jesus got the point. In Mark 12, Jesus shared the parable of the tenants. He said a man planted a vineyard, and when all was set, he rented it to tenants and went on a journey. When harvest time came, he sent a servant to collect some of the fruit of the vineyard. The tenants beat up the servant and sent him away empty-handed. The owner sent other servants, who were likewise mistreated. Finally, he sent his son. The tenants selfishly killed the son, thinking that without an heir, they would get to keep the vineyard. The owner, however, returned, killed the tenants, and gave the vineyard to others. Jesus quoted Psalm 118:22-23 for the punchline of the parable. The stone the builders rejected has become the capstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Mark describes the response of the religious leaders. Then they looked for a way to arrest him, because they knew he had spoken the parable against them. Clearly, this parable exposed not only the disinterest of the religious leaders, but their intense hatred of Jesus. Good communication is not always appreciated. In contemporary terms, it might not be considered politically correct, and thus provoke a fierce negative response. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.